Okay, we are in Shar Gimel. We did Perek Yud, going through Perek Yud Aleph. And it's actually a very fundamental shir, Perek Yud Aleph Pikein. I don't want to repeat it. So, let's just say this synopsis of it, that everything, this is what we learned. Kind of like moving, either you could say moving away from Tzimtzum or moving deeper into Tzimtzum, but let's leave the word out of it. Let's leave the word and the controversial term out of it. The Yesod is that everything that Hashem created has, everything Hashem created, every one of us, the table, the chairs, everything that Hashem created has what we see and has an aspect to it that we don't see. There's, as the Nefesh HaChaim pointed out, even in what we see, there's what we don't see. Meaning, like, even what's right in front of you, you know, we don't see the atoms, we don't see the molecules, or maybe there could be instruments that could allow us to see that. So that's just part of it, the breakup of the actual material object. Beyond that, there's a whole marechet of things that are involved in this book, or even better, in this smartphone, that make it be what it is. Look, we see it even begashmas, right? So you have the smartphone, but if you don't have, it has to be hooked up to the internet in order to have any kind of, in order to get its full value. The internet here, the repeater here, right? See it? Repeater has to be hooked up to the main internet in the building. Main internet building has to be hooked up to the infrastructure of the city. V'chulu v'chulu. So there's what you see, and there's what you don't see, and the same thing is in the Ruchnius level. And he tells us that these are the worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asira, Asiya, on top of everything that was created. I say on top, but I mean, in other words, the first level of what you don't see, the first layer is the layer of Mazolois, the second layer is the layer of Malochim, the third layer is the layer of Kisei HaKavod. Do we understand any of those things? No, because they're not in the layer that we can see. We could just know that they're there at best. However, first of all, some people can see them, and that's what Nevuah is. What Nevuah is, I spoke about it yesterday a little bit, but I just take as an example. It's true of all the Nevi'im, that's what Nevuah is. But let's say there was a Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Al Narish Bavel, Sham Yashavnu, Gam Bochinu, Bezachrinu Asiyin, we're in mourning over the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. In the meantime, Yecheskel is having a Nevuah about the Bayis Shlishi, or Bayis Sheni, as he thought it was, of the ultimate Bayis. So just as there's a destruction, the destruction was here, but he was able to see. It wasn't just a vision of the future. He was able to see something deeper. We see destruction. He saw Binyan. So he was just looking at it at a completely different level and shared his Nevuah, and his Nevuah was in great detail. Every single midah of the next bias, which was different than the first bias, he saw. Ad kedekach, Hashem said, write it down. It's very complicated. It's not something you're going to remember when you get out of this trance. Zachariah Hanavi, so he sees yesterday's Haftarah. He sees a Nevuah of even the Bayis Sheni, but it wasn't the Bayis Sheni that anybody saw. It was the Bayis Sheni that everybody saw at the time of Ezra. It was nothing. It was made out of wood. It had no grandeur to it. It had no beauty to it. But even the Bayis Koresh, that was only the very, very end, for a few years, 20 years, Bayis Koresh. But what he saw was, in the Bayis Sheni, there's already the Bayis Shlishi. So what it means to say is Nevuah. And there in Zechariah is very, very interesting. Yesterday's Haftarah, particularly interesting, because there he's having a Nevuah about the Beis HaMikdash. He sees a menorah with two zesim, squeezing their oil into the menorah. And there's a malach in the Nevuah, which is explaining the Nevuah to him, right? It's like, a picture inside a picture. Like, it was a Nevuah b'toch Nevuah. The Nevuah was a malach, what was it? The answer is, these are two different madregas. There's one madrega of mazolos, another madrega of malochim, and then there's another madrega of olam habria, where everything is echad kisei hakavod. So what happens over here is that he was his own senses. He said, "Ma'ata roya, And he says, I don't know. In any idea, I don't know what I'm seeing. So he says, yeah, you do know. What's he telling him? You do know, right? I'm just reading him out to her. What does he mean, you do know? Go deeper. So he's talking to who? He's talking to, here's Yechezkel, sitting amongst the, Zechariah, sitting amongst the golem and amongst those and the bonim of the Bayis Sheni. And above him is the Malachim. And this Malach is talking to him, interpreting for him the higher level of the Nevuah. This is not Kabbalah, it's Nach. No, it's Mufurish in the Pasuk of yesterday's Haftarah. Bar Mitzvah boy read it. It's the whole Nefesh HaChaim is right there in the Nevuah of Zechariah. Yeah? It's right there.
What do you call when Rabbi Akiva is on the same day? He's walking, he sees the dead body, he sees the fox.
Mamish the same thing. So it's Mamish the same thing. What do you see? What do I see? He was seeing. By the way, it's on the Nevuah of Zechariah. that's what he saw. But what was he seeing? He was seeing. You're seeing. I'm seeing. But we're seeing two different things. Because if you can, and this is what we learned in Perek Yud, that I said I'm not going to repeat, so I won't. this is what we learned in Perek Yud, that we're not completely limited. Although very much limited to the world that we see in front of us, there's much more to it than meets the eye, and that's the Olamos Elyonim that are on top of it. And sometimes through prophecy, sometimes through tefillah, you can actually put yourself in a different place of consciousness. In other words, you can actually be there instead of here. Don't know if that's a good idea to do all the time. But it's an interesting idea that you can actually access something higher. And prime example is if a person does an Avera and then you do Tshuva, Zdonis Nasa Kuschuyos, Mapitom, like Zdonis Nasa Kuschuyos. The answer is that if you're in what the Arizal calls the Oitzer Mat Naschinam, if you're into a higher dimension, there is no Tovara. There's just Hashem doing everything for the sake of keeping the world going. So once you can access that world through tshuva, leilo tshuva, shemagas hakizi akavik. So once you can access the world of tshuva, you're in a world where there is no chet, even. But in this world there is chet, so you got to be careful. But it can go ad kedekach. So that was Perek Yud, and that was the Riya, says the Nefesh HaChaim, of the Maaseh Merkava. Maaseh Merkava is complicated, but it's not complicated. What he saw was the Merkava with a shore, with a nesher, with a adam, and with an ari. This is what he saw. The Bayis Shlishi. What he saw was the shayrish of all of the bria. So the shayrish of the nesher was the shayrish of all the flying things. By the way, if you look in the Masbir, in the Malbim, he's Masbirdus, very, very clearly, that the nesher is the king of the flying kingdom, and the Ari, of course, the lion, is the king of the jungle, and the Shor is the king of all behemos, and the Adam is the king of the world, of humanity, Adam. The Bechir of the Bria. What he was seeing was, I could look at the world, and this was Dafke B'Shas HaChorban, when everything seemed so black and everything seemed so dark, I could see things on a higher level. That's what was going on with Yechezkel, and he shared that with the people, the Maaseh Merkava. Why is the Maaseh Merkava so not understandable? Because we live here. We're here in this world. I mentioned that the Svarim say that the Neshama itself, you know, we look at the neshama as being here. The neshama has to be looked at, has to be viewed as like a large circle, which is, I'm saying, is in a diagram form, of which a little piece of it is passing through me. So, this my neshama or my neshama or whatever you want to say, is just a small piece of the big thing, which is the neshama. And it's that's this is important, because it's actually that neshama which allows us to transcend. And Perek Yud Aleph. It's known from the Zayar. Shuhu yisbarach v'diburai chad. There's this idea of Hashem and his name are one. Just one last review that we need is that there's often you see the Shem Elohim, and often you see the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Shem Elohim is Bala Koiches Kulam. It says that in Shulchan Aruch. Bala Koiches Kulam means all the different forces and things that go into both the Gashmis and the Ruchnis of what goes into this world that we see. It's paranormal, like beyond what's Gashmis. But then there's the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Metaphysical.
Let's say metaphysical is a better word. Metaphysical. So it's not bound metaphysical, but that's still Elohim, Malochim, Mazolois. All those things are still the Shem Elohim. But above it all is the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Moshe Rabbeinu is constantly asking, telling me Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. I want to see Yud Kei Vav Kei. I want to say the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei means the Shem Be'etzem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what it really is. Which we don't see. Even Yechezkel didn't see that. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see it. Couldn't see it. We just see. Basically, we could see as far as we can see. The when you think about it, the Maisa Merkava, which is like presumably just about the deepest that a person can see, was very limited in its nature. It was only from the world of Bria down. He couldn't get through that curtain. The next Mechitza couldn't do that. Live people can't do it. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it either. But this is the big spiritual yearning of a person. Lachsos Pnei Hashem. Lirois for Lachsos Pnei Hashem, to be able to see. Because if we knew Pnei Hashem, then we would know why righteous people suffer. We would know why there's wars. We would know. That's what the Gemara explains. Lama Yesh Tzadik V'Ra'loi, Rasha V'Toivloi, even a bigger kasha. Why do evil people matzliach? We don't get it. Because we can't see the Pnei Hashem. We got to live with that limitation. Va'inyan ki yadua b'zohar shehu yisbaruch v'dibur echad v'chol dibur o'maymer shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maysa b'reishas. Every time Hashem says something in Parshas b'reishas, Omar v'yihi, right? This is like a repetition. Va'yomer Hashem yihi or, v'yihi or. So it doesn't say it, but I said the pasuk wrong. Anybody catch me? Va'yomer Elohim. Yehi or, by Yehi or. So, the diukim and the pasuk are first of all why Elohim, Yomer Elohim, and second of all why Yomer Elohim Yehi or, by Yehi or.
Two steps. Sounds like two steps.
By Yehi, when he said by Yehi, who anefesh v'chius oisei adavr shenivr by, because you thought that Hashem said, let there be fish. So he created a fish. There's a fish. There's the salmon swimming in the sea. No. Not just he created the fish. You get it? The fish has a mazel, believe it or not. I mean, you know that. If you go fishing, you think, like, I hope I have some mazel. But the one who really needs the mazel is the fish, because there's, like, millions of fish down there. Like, what's up as you hook me? Like, what's the... So every fish has a mazel, and every mazel has a malach, and every malach has a shayrish, and on and on and on, beyond words that anybody knows how to describe, bichlal. So when Hashem said, vayihi fish, or vayihi or... So mitzad echad, you have a fish, but mitzad sheni, there's a whole marechet. You see, if the like electrician tells you, okay, I installed the light, so you say that'll be a thousand shekel. It takes 15 minutes to put in a light. Yes, but then you got to get the wiring to the switch and the switch to the fuse box and fuse box to the outside. That's what you don't see is much more than what you do see. Unless you're here, you see everything. But it's poshut that there's so much there beyond what you see. What'd you do? You put in a light bulb. What did you do?
Well, give me that muscle. The infrastructure's here already, and then the fish is added. I mean,
the bottom of the
You seem to say that the fish, when the fish is created, all the support system for the fish is created at the same time.
With it.
As different than here. This is the light, the instructions here. The infrastructure's here. I just put the light bulb in, the light fixture in. So I would have thought that when the malach were created, the whole system to take care of the fish, it was created. And then when the fish were created, it just tied into that system.
Right. Can you think of an Afka Mina?
No.
No, but you're right, it's not an exact motion. But the point is, there's what you see and there's what you don't see. So every fish has a malach. Or, you know, the Zohar says every blade of grass has a malach.
There is an empty meaning. Every malach has a purpose. If there's no fish, that malach has no purpose.
That's right. Nafka mina for malach, you mean.
Right. If you just created, automatically the malach has a purpose. Therefore, this read is simultaneously. If the malach was created earlier,
so when you hook the fish, the malach is that's gone. Yeah. Yeah.
He was davening and a golden table leg fell out.
A leg.
And then he saw it on the shrine, but everyone was sitting on a table with four legs, and he was sitting on a table with three legs. The same.
Lamalo Lamato.
It came somehow. He brought that.
Right.
So that mean that you make the fish. That's what Hashem makes the fish. The malach is created spontaneously, but he's not the source. So is he just part of the conduit?
Again, I'm not so esoteric, but
see, this is the conduit.
Correct. I didn't just in order for a fish to exist, it needs a whole marechet. It needs water. It needs a malach. It needs a mazel. It needs Hashem that's giving it. So, same thing with people, by the way. In order for us to exist, right, we need to. It not only has to work internally, but you need things outside. You need air. You need water. You need relationships. You need to live in a place which is conducive to life, right, etc. Until you get to Shemayim. So the chiddush here is that everything's a marechet. And there's a whole spiritual marechet to this marechet. It's not even a separate thing. It just keeps on going in the spiritual level. And again, this is what the Nevi'im were able to see. The Nevi'im, the Yecheskel saw a Beis HaMikdash, which we didn't see. He saw it in the ashes. Like, that's where he saw it. So, okay. From the time that Hashem said, Yehi fish, or Yehi or, until the rest of history, Hashem's words are standing there, empowering and giving energy to this marechet. This is going to get even more interesting because Yesod Aleph is don't be fooled or limited by the gashmias you can see. You know, a lot of people say, there's a mushroom, like a lot of people say, like, it's hard for me to be religious because, like, I was brought up in a scientific world. They say that in a patronizing way. You know, like, you don't really understand, but you know, you don't really understand how things really work. Being brought up in a scientific world is a huge limitation. It's like somebody would say, look, you know, don't tell me about the molecular structure of this table. I got it a little bit clearer. I'm a carpenter. So, in a Hanami, like, he sees, you know, the practical side of it. A scientist can see a tremendous amount. But it's a limitation because it all has to fit in that tiny space under the microscope. There's no. What he's really saying to you, or she is really saying to you, is that I was brought up in the scientific world, so I'm limited. That's what they're really saying. I'm just limited. I really can't understand what you're saying because we're taught that if you can't see it, it doesn't exist, and you can't measure it, or it doesn't take up space. That of some level, so it doesn't exist. The smart scientists didn't hold that. Like, people say they're brought up scientifically.
What they learn and know.
Where they see they don't know.
What they understand, how much they don't know.
Yeah. Einstein said something, I wish I knew the exact quote, but you can't talk intelligently without quoting Einstein, so I will do so. But he said something which I'm not sure if it's apokarsis or not, but he said that there's everything that we can see, and then there's all the mystery of it that we can't see. And to me, this is God. Now, he also limited himself, because I wouldn't want to get into a match with him, I don't think. But the fact is, he limited himself because he's right away, there's what you see, and felt he could see so much, which I'm sure he was able to, that what I can't see, that mystery is already God. No. You have a long way to go, because then, if you're going to go with that type of... does anybody know the exact quote? That's what he says. That's what he said. In other words, he acknowledged that there's... The good news is he acknowledged that it's impossible, that there's a whole mysterious part of everything which nobody's going to ever be able to explain, as he put it. Nobody's ever going to be able to explain the mysterious aspect of it. But you see, the problem is if you stop there and say, well, that's God, then you become a pantheist. And you become, then you could be Ovid, that force, which is making it, like, we don't see gravity, just, gravity just behaves, just makes things behave a certain way. But what he was saying is he's already holding by God, you know, go to yeshiva. You have more to learn than you're not yet up to God. Maybe you're not even up to astrologers, like, you know, well, we see a deeper thing. Maybe they do, if they're real astrologers. I don't know if they exist. But let's say there is such a thing as mazalis, you know, Avraham Avinu, Itzdagdinus Shel Avraham Avinu, it is a chachma. I don't know if, like, you know, Gene Dixon in the New York Times is an astrologer, but I'm just saying that there is such a chachma. The Playacher was an astrologer. The Ebenezer was an astrologer. There was a big chachma to it, but that's not it. A mazal Yisrael, go further. So as far as you go, there's always a further place to go, and that's the chop over here, not to use everything that we can do as limitations.
As much as science is limited, because right, Einstein saw the mysterious of the world, and he saw God in the Seder of the world, this unbelievable Seder that it can't be by chance, and there's some kind of, but our concept of...
But I don't know if that's what he said. Do you know that that's what he said?
Yeah, it's something that, like, again...
Because others spoke about the Seder.
No, they didn't speak about that. That's why his big, he was against quantum mechanics for that reason, because no Seder. Then he said, it can't be that the ancient one plays dice. That's the quote. Mm-hmm. It can't be that there's Hefker in the world. But our Marefet of non... Our Ruch is my record is a steerer to the scientific record. In other words, lo la kalam al rights, lo la chacham loishir. This is not, and if you dive in, that makes a difference. This is a steerer to the way the natural world works. So it's living in the two minus.
I don't. I mean, I hear you. I don't think it's a steerer. I think it's just a tweak. Like, it's a business class. This is the way it works on this level. But then it can work differently on a different level, or it doesn't have to work differently. You can see it differently and understand what's Ra's type. That's all.
It's Mavata on the previous level.
Oh, that's actually what he talks about here. It's a very interesting point you're making. Whether it's Mavata the previous level or not. But at this point, it doesn't have to be Mavata. It's just an add-on. You know, better glasses, better binoculars, better... You know,
it doesn't matter what I do because I'm in the doctor.
Let me ask you something. If you look at somebody through in an MRI, so it's you're seeing something that normally regular people with regular eyes can't see.
Remember,
my father, Oliver Shalom, I remember he was like, it was in his last days, and the doctor comes in and says, I want to take a blood test. Why are you mushing him when you take a blood test? What are you going to do? Like, decide he has, give him a, what are you going to do? What's the blood test for? Like, it stopped the doctor, like, you know, doctors take blood tests. That's what we do. We take blood tests. You know. So I said, well, what do you, a blood test is a test. So you get a test, you need a result. And what are you going to do with the result? My life can be like, what do you, what, yeah, and that's tough. He's an old man. What are you, what are you witching him for? Like, I didn't understand. Like, I don't like blood tests. He probably didn't like blood tests. So who wants, what do you need it for? You know, when the veins weren't working, it would dehydrate everything. You know, what, blood tests. So I remember the right here in the Shari Tzedek, the doctor looks at me. He says, I'm a scientist and I need to know. Okay, you do that to your father. Don't do it to my father. Like, I need to know. Like, you look like spooky. I didn't let him do it. I, like what Bob, I'll be told, like, but the thing is that, like not, we were at a point where we're at a different level. We're at a different level of knowledge. What we needed to know here was different. Let me go a little bit further, because this is all coming up, and it's just really fascinating when you start looking at the world completely differently.
Well, that was supposed to be the first rule in medical school, is first
take
do
a blood
no
test.
Harm.
What?
First do no
yeah.
harm.
Okay, I mean, realistically, a blood test is not going to do harm, I don't think, but it's just like, you know, it's to me, it appeared to be at that admittedly emotional moment that as Gaiva Gamora, like, you're not going to cure him. You're not going to make him live longer. You're not going to heal anything. Your tests are have a valeric, but you need to do that. That's how stuck you could get into the world of science, that there is nothing else. So I didn't say this, but I would tell the doctor, you want to do something for him? Pray with me. That would be a better toelis for me. You know, I don't think I would have gone over.
I had the same experience with my wife, Shoshana, in the final days. I said to the doctor, I said, for what purpose? She said, well, I need testing. It's not going to make a difference. I'd rather not disturb her at this time. He looked at me and he says, you're right.
So that maybe you and I are the only two people that ever were all made out of this. That
we had two different doctors. One understood and one didn't.
Both of the same university. Lachain. Says the Nefesh HaChayim. L'chein, b'chol ha'eser ma'amores, in all of the eser ma'amores, right? Asar ma'amores nivra elam, v'yomer elokim, v'yomer elokim, v'yomer elokim, 10 times, 9 times. L'nizkar shem, rak shem elokim. I corrected myself before. It doesn't say v'yomer Hashem. It's v'yomer elokim. Why elokim, not Hashem? Why not yud pevav kesho? I say a ma'amor, because those ma'amores, those 10 utterances of Hashem, let there be light. Let there be water. Let there be sky. Hirakia. All those utterances. Oyser amaymer hu bal hakoychay shall oyser hadaver. See, Elikim is bal hakoychay school. It means that here's the sefer, and then there's koychus, 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 koychus. They're going all. We didn't know last week. We call it energy or matter. It doesn't make a difference. Koychus. Let's call it koychus. So all of the koychus that are here. We're all created at one time. Those are all under the category of Elohim. Everything that Hashem created, Yud Kei Vav Kei created, and what he told us about is by Yoimer Elohim. 10 levels, 20 levels, whatever it might be, which they're possible for humans to access. Do you know the pass into my mind that the Rambam starts Hilchos Nevuah by saying, "Miyasoidei Hadas." It's a Yisoid, which it is. It's one of the Yud Gimel Yisoidos. "Miyasoidei Hadas Hakel Menave Yis Bnei Ha'adam." That Hashem speaks to people. Now, it's partially, you have to, I mean, if you're Jewish, you have to believe that, because otherwise there would be no Torah, there would be no Nevuah, there would be no religion. Of course, Hashem speaks to people, but "Miyasoidei Hadas" is not just. Is that there's this connection between Hashem and the world?
It didn't leave it to run by itself.
That's right. It's not, and it's Hashem minave es b'nei ha'adam. So that's coming from up to down. There's also another yisoid which goes from down to up, which is called tefillah. You don't have to be a mekubal. You can take. You're deeper here, and go up. But it's all transcending the scientific model. That's the point. It's what's called the catch-all word for that is, Yer of God, the nefesh, which is hamispashe b'pnimi is called prate chalkeim. Each, all of that is called the nefesh. So, yes, there's nefesh, ruach, neshama, but everything that you don't see is called the nefesh. Catch-all term. Raksha'ata, as we live now, and let's not fool ourselves, tach einenu. That's like tiach. Tach einenu. Meirois be'enei habasar, to see with our fleshic eyes. Eich ube'ezo oifen diburis barach mispasha bahem. We do not see the full connection from Vayomer Elokim until the place that we have. We can understand how this behaves. I think, Baruch Hashem, thank God, we don't see it because we'd probably go crazy. Like if you had glasses to see, forget about the world of Ruchnius, but even the world of Gashmius, it would be like a crazy situation if you'd be able to see all of a sudden all the Wi-Fi waves and radio waves and microwaves. And
the germs.
Germs. You would become a meshuggah. Like the blindness is actually works well for us, and that's why Hashem created it. Just as this, we're not meant to see this on a regular basis. That's right. So there's an occasional cases in history where Yaakov Avinu sees Malachim Olim V'Yardim. That was in a Chalom. There are places with Tefillah where we can access and see, have a glimpse, and it has to be. I explained last week. It has to be because with your mind, just your mind, with the limitation of machshava, there's no way you can stand before Hashem and realize you're standing for Hashem. So you have to be davening with your heart, with your neshama. But you don't have to comprehend it. It's not a matter of comprehension. So it's good in a way that we're not seeing, like imagine we'd see me now, like malachim, and, you don't want to see that. I don't think so. Come Michigan. The world couldn't operate with that. So this is a bracha from Hashem that He limited us to the Olam of Machshava, and a little bit to know there's more to it than that. I wanted to show you something. I brought this to show you. I brought this. The in Hilchos Avelus Shin Mem Dalad, which is called Yerdei Shin Mem Dalad, which is called Shin Dalad Mem, which is strange because he doesn't want to say Shmad, so he says Shait. It's like that. But Shin Dalad Mem. So this is the halachas of how to say a hesped on a person who dies. So, obviously, if a person dies, so you're supposed to. You're not allowed to be misatzel behesped, but at the same time, you're not supposed to exaggerate in a hesped. Say what it is. If you're good at it and you're experienced at it, you'll know how to say true things which are good. Everyone has good things that are true. But so the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol amaskir al mi shalai haya boy klal. He says here in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to be mosif a little bit to explain, but if you just say something which completely is not true, you gotta be careful with this. By the way, many gedolim have left wills not to say any hesped on them at all because they thought that because of their stature, people would be saying guzmaot and kol hamaskar al mishloi haya by klal oishem oisiv lahaflig yoisir midai al masha haya by gairim ra laatzmai ulames. Bad for you for some reason. And it's bad for the mace. Why is it bad for the mace? I suppose there's some kind of an expectation in Shemayim. Oh, you didn't do that. Why are they saying that? Like, in other words, you become a liar. But the thing is, that's okay. Well, I know we don't have to know that so much. But I just want to show you this. The Taz says, Yesh bi Yerushalmi. Yesh bi Yerushalmi. There is a Yerushalmi that says, Hamace Yodeya Shomea Kilusai, that when the mace is laid out there, so he hears and knows, understands, Yodea Veshomea Kiluso, the praises that are being said about him. Like, you think he's dead, right? He is dead. But even if he's dead, he's hearing what's going on. It says, Yerushalmi Kimitoicha Chaloim. For the mace, it's like a dream. V'chol Shoimrim V'fanav Yodea, Yodea. So whatever is said in front of the mace, he's Yodea, like we know in a dream. That's what's going on. Achiyistam HaGoylel, until you close the call, until you put the dirt on the body, and that's a shift, and then he doesn't hear anymore. You can say whatever you want. So the hesped is dafka before stimas hagoyel. So first of all, it's fascinating halacha. The inyan of a hesped is to give that hanot to the mace, kavarach, to give the hanot to the mace.
Hanot is a comfort.
Yikara, covered. It's covered ames. You're giving covered ames.
For him or for you?
Hmm?
For him or for you?
It's covered for the mace. It's like he's like in a chalom and you're sweetening the dream. For that period of time, that between death and burial, complete burial. But there's, you see that, why am I bringing this? Because you see that and here's a case, it's what you were talking about. Here's a case where he doesn't have the same havana as the live person has. He's lost that, just like he can't walk and talk. Doesn't have the same havana that the live person has on the one hand. On the other hand, it's kind of like once you walk into this higher level of havana, let's call it, or a different level of havana, which he says, the Yerushalmi says is like a chaloim. A chalom doesn't have a lot of limitations. You could be, flying. You could be dancing. You could, like, a lot of things could happen in a dream. So it's a sort of like a higher level of consciousness. But you've left the other one behind. That's the nekuda here of this taz. You've left the other one behind. Sofkel Sofis is a mace. So like if you have to like the psychology of a mace in the book, psychology of a mace is, you know, what can he hear? What can he? But it's death, which brings him, let's say, closer to a spiritual world and further away from a physical world. So on the one hand, who knows what a mace is accessing at that moment, going forward to Gan Eden, but he's no longer accessing the simple Havana that everybody in the room has.
But him is bottle. Almost is really bottle.
It's bottle. That's the case. That's the case. So it should follow that once a Navi sees something on a level of Shemayim, like Yecheskel HaNavi, sees the Merkava and he sees the Bayis Shlishi and he sees how things really work, then he's no longer the Miyayetz, if you will, who's capable of seeing. Like in that Prat, he's like Kemes. So he's no longer seeing things regular any longer. What you find, such a thing.
Is that what that the comment about Cook being a Navi? Is that
a good shot? Huh? That's a good shot. So let's go 2 minutes longer. Asad Lavai, that means when Mashiach comes, the Gula, when the world comes to its tikkun. Asad Lavai, see Vero, Kobasar, Yachtov, Kipi, Yudke, Vavke, Diber. The whole world is going to see the Yudke Vavke. In other words, right now we're seeing Elohim, Asar Ma'amareis, right, by Yomer Elohim. But La Selavai, where there's going to be a complete Gilui. So the Gilui is Ad Yudke Vavke, which is the higher level, the highest level of the Bria. So the whole story of Bracious that we have in Bracious is Bentayim. But there will come a time, like I said, I don't understand that time, because what are we gonna see? But we will see.
God makes it clear that
Ain Bain.
There's not gonna be such a major difference. Mashiach will come.
Rambam's talking about earlier Tkufa in the Mashiach. But talking about he's of course there's going to be Tzchias HaMeisim. He doesn't disagree with that. But what he's saying is at the beginning of Mashiach, like now, beginning of Mashiach, Ein Bein. That's what he's Mefarish the Mishnah. There's no difference. You get more advanced than that, maybe 100 years later, 1,000 years, I don't know. But further into it, then the whole world becomes one with the Shamayim, and that's where all the supernatural things take place. So there's two stages of the Gula. I'll be happy with any one of them right now, but there's two stages in the Gula. So there's going to come a time, as a pasuk in Yeshayahu, V'ro kol basar yachtav ki pi yudke vavke havaya diber. They're going to see that all of this was spoken from Hashem. What does it mean? What it means in simple language is that, you know, why was there a war? Why was there a Holocaust? Why are people sick and dying? We don't know, and it's gaiva to say that we do know. I'm trying to figure it out with Machshav. But there'll come a time in the Asid Lavoi, Asid Lavoi, that we'll see ki pi havaya diber. That this was all part of some kind of marechet. Haynu shisdachech means to say that our hasagosenu, our minds will be some so refined. Even with our eyes, this is a key phrase here for the overarching issue of Tzimtzum. What are we going to see? We're going to see, I don't know if we see the whole Marechet, but we're able to see Hispashtus Diburai, how the word of Hashem was Mispashet B'chol Dover Ba'olam. Just put it in a language we can understand. Let's say you look at a person, you'll see the neshama.
Revelation.
A revelation of his neshama. Which, you see somebody's neshama, you know, if you have that koach, you know. Somebody was ugly, you see their neshama, you're kind of cute. You can see something deeper about the person, the neshama. So there's going to come a time where the neshama is going to be misdala. With these words we'll end today, that because we already saw an example of this, based Mountain Torah. When Hashem gave the Torah, the chsiv, v'cholam, royim es hakolos. Here starts a new sugya. Royim es hakolos. Senses are mixed up. Because shmiya, kol, has to do with comprehension. You hear something, you process it, you understand it. Vision is a different thing. You know, you can block my vision, but I'm still hearing. So I'm still hearing even from a different room. So by Har Sinai, what took place, this is the deep shot, that Royim es HaKolos, that they were able to have a Riyah in a Kol. In other words, they transcended from the world of comprehension to the world of visual. That's what it means. At Har Sinai, what they would normally have to use their brains to understand, so that it was like they died. That's what Chazal mean. It says that they died in the Hatzchis HaMeisim. I don't know if they died. But what it means that they died is for the moment, and by the way, this was so painful for them that they said, must be, we don't want to do this anymore. Why should you do that? Like, we'll wait. We'll wait here. But it's a model for what could possibly happen when there's a complete Giloy, and that's what took place in Mount Terror. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's great accomplishment that he created this Giloy in Mount Terror, and now we can only remember Zohar, right? Asher Asa L'Hashem B'Choyrei. Like, there's a memory of it, but maybe that means like a deep memory in our heads. There's a memory, but like sort of a collective memory. But that's the Nakuda, which he's going to explain in the Haggah, of Kolam Rayim Es HaKolos, that we saw further than what the world of science and the world of matter can see. All of a sudden we had a view of a step higher. I don't know how far we saw, but we saw a step higher. It could be, I think Chazal say someplace, that we saw the Maisa Merkava. Also, the Shifcha Layam saw what Yechezkel ben Buzi didn't see. So there's this ability to access for the moment a vision of something much, much higher. Could be, well, I think Reb Tzadik writes, not I think, I know Reb Tzadik writes that every person in their life is zocha to a vision like this at least once.
Is this related to the idea of what we said before about a chalom, experiencing like in a chalom?
It's an example. I mean, I think a chalom is a good
Nevuah
example.
Because Hashem says a nevuah is
sometimes,
like a chalom.
Lowest level of nevuah.
He says, "Kol ani bayit ani
bayit." The opposite. He said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "I didn't speak to you, but chalom, I actually spoke to you." Yeah. There is a level of chalom, like Yaakov Avinu fell asleep and he had a dream.
So chalom is a catchword for something.
No, chalom is one step higher than cognizance, and then above chalom, the highest level that a person gets to is pal pa davirba.
Well, pal pa is also without consciousness.
Without consciousness, I think it's without consciousness. Without machshava.
Machshava.